Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we help people become business celebrities. In this segment, we're going to be talking about using the power of voice talent to sell your products and services. My guest today heads up Dane Reed Media, a company dedicated to providing voice services, creative advertising solutions, and interactive publishings. It is our good fortune to have on the phone today a young man who knew he had a knack for voices since he was 5 years old, Mr. Dane Reed. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Sparkplug.
It's my pleasure. Mr. Reed, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. What exactly does voiceover talent mean?
Voiceover talent is a person who communicates a message to you in an effective way without any visuals. And so a voiceover talent like myself is the person behind the scenes, the person behind the microphone that you hear and you don't see, but he's the one who's giving you all of the information that advertises any kind of product, any kind of service. Seldom have I ever seen a TV commercial that didn't have a voiceover talent. A voiceover talent narrates things for inside corporate videos, the television commercials, of course, animation, a whole host of things. But a voiceover talent is the most important element in any kind of advertisement.
How did you get started in the voiceover business?
I worked for the school system in Fulton County, Georgia for years, and during a summer vacation, I had a cousin who said to me, Dane, you don't really want to do this for the rest of your life. He was working a job that was super rewarding. He got to travel, and, you know, it was just, you know, a great job, and he said, you need to do something that you're good at, and I had no idea at the time what I was good at and that I could actually earn a living off of doing. He said, what are you good at? And I said that I'm good at writing and I love to travel. And his first suggestion to me was that I should be a travel editor, that I should be a travel contributor, where I go around, travel, and write about these great places that I go to. And I said, you know, that would take too long to get into. It would be very expensive for me because initially, I'd have to flip the cost of all the places that I traveled to. I wasn't really enthused about that. And he said, so what else are you good at? And I said, I do voices. And he said, well, you know there are people who go into studios and read scripts that may be 30 seconds long and get big checks. You don't have to dress up. You just walk in there looking like a bum. Nobody ever sees you. So I was really intrigued, and the first thing that I did was I got online and I started researching it, and I didn't get anywhere with it. And then I was in New Orleans a few months later, and I was helping my father out at this convention, and I was thinking, wow, I need to do this voiceover thing. And then I had a friend who called me from Atlanta maybe 5 minutes after I finished thinking about it, and just out of the blue, he and I had never talked about it before. He said, Dane, you got a great voice. You need to do voiceover. And so, to me, it was a sign from God that I needed to do voiceover.
All right. Well, Mr. Reed, now that we're totally immersed in the technological era, what are some benefits a voiceover talent can bring to a business?
Before, it used to be, when they said cutting a commercial, literally that's what you had to do. You were on a reel, and you would have to splice the different parts of the commercial with a scissors and some tape to tape it back together in order to cut a commercial or to cut your voiceover. That's literally what it meant. But then when you were finished, you would have to physically mail it to the client. Now the technology is such that I could sit at home and I can do the commercial on computer, which anybody can buy a microphone, anybody can buy and set it up, do it from home, and email it to clients. What it allows clients to do with it right now is with websites, you're able to put flash or voice on your website. So, for instance, if you visit my website at www.danereedmedia.com, the first thing that you see is a flash video with me doing voiceover for the flash video. So it's almost like a movie trailer kind of thing for my own website. And then when you enter the site, I talk to you. I guide you through the different options on the site. So websites are definitely one thing. Inside corporate videos are another thing. Also ringtones. A lot of people like these ringtones and these callback tones. That's another thing that voiceover people are used for. And as a matter of fact, either late this year or next year, I plan on launching my own ringtone center. There are so many things, yeah, just based on voice. There are so many things that voiceover talent can do. Satellite navigation, there are just too many things for anything that you have to give people direction for them to put something together, or there are a lot of things.
What's the name of that software that you have and the name of the microphone?
Most people in radio use a program called Cool Edit, Adobe Audition. Right, it's the same program. It was originally Cool Edit, and then Adobe bought out the company, and now it's called Adobe Audition. That's one of the programs that I have. My main program for recording is called Nuendo, N-U-E-N-D-O. I use Nuendo 2, but now, of course, everything progresses, and now they have a Nuendo 4. But Cool Edit and Adobe Audition, for any beginner, those are the best programs to buy. Like I said, every radio station in America uses Cool Edit because it's really quick to edit on, very simple. They can teach it to their interns. It has so many great sound effect abilities that are preset in the program to enhance your voice, to compress your voice, to do so many things with your voice.
What about the microphone?
This is actually a good debate amongst voiceover talent. I had a Shure microphone when I first started. A lot of people debate microphones, whether a microphone makes that big of a difference when you do voiceover or when you sing or whatever. You can get a Shure. Shure is a good microphone. I've heard of people with CAD, C-A-D microphones. My microphone of choice right now is called a Neumann. Neumann has a long history of making the best microphones. The microphone that I own is the original Series 4. It came out 75 years ago, and it's established itself as one of the best mics. I was at a radio station in New Jersey about 2 weeks ago, and the guy asked me, yeah, what kind of mic do you use? You know, and this is a guy who's dealt with all kinds of the biggest talent, and when I told him, yeah, I use a Neumann, he was like, whoa. You know, so my mic of choice is a Neumann, but of course, just depending on how in-depth you want to get into voiceover work, I would get with a good intro mic that might cost you $200 or less to get started. Now, once you get into it more seriously, if you ever want to be the Don LaFontaine, the guy who does Inner World, you know, for the movie trailers, If you ever just want to be any of the big guys, I would recommend getting a Neumann.
Well, Mr. Reed, most people are capable of using their own voice to promote their products on their website. What difference can a voiceover talent make?
Visit my website and then try to do it. I've had clients, give you an example, who have said that to me. Yeah, I could promote using my own voice. And those are people who have a really great lack of understanding of advertising. When an advertising agency hires someone to do voiceover work, they are very particular because they understand the power of the voice and they understand that what's at stake. And so they don't just pick any voice to do it. They could have people in their office do it, but they don't they don't do that because they understand when you put out a whole lot of money, it's very important that you get the right person to represent your product. And so who's the right person to represent your product? The right person to represent your product is a person who understands that you cannot be seen through this medium. And so your inflection is everything. Your acting ability is everything. The tone of your voice is everything. The texture of your voice is everything. And for most people, they don't understand the psychology of voiceover. And so, therefore, they're never going to be able to communicate the message that they want to communicate as well as a trained professional voiceover talent as myself. And also, I want to say that not everybody who does voiceover work professionally is a professional voiceover talent, and I'm going to give you an example. I've had a client who called me from Memphis one day. He didn't want to spend the money on my services. This is a guy who had known me for a while but didn't want to pay me to do it, so he had the radio station do it. And so a lot of people think that if you call the radio station and you have them cut you a commercial, for instance, that you're getting a good commercial. You're not. Even the radio station people, if you ask them, will tell you that they're just giving you the basics, okay? When the guy got this commercial back and was disappointed in it, he called me and said, okay, Dane, how much are you going to charge me to do this? And I gave him a commercial that had his event very well attended, and it's because my voice is very strong. My voice is very effective. I understand who the audience is, and I connect with the audience through my voice.
What are some of the price ranges, Mr. Reed?
I can't really give you exact on different things because so many people call me for so many different kinds of voiceover. For a commercial, for instance, it may start, that'll air on radio, it may start at $250. That's for a full commercial. But sometimes a voiceover can cost $600.
Mm-hmm.
$700, $1,000 for a voiceover that may last the same amount of time and have less effort put into it than the $250 commercial. The reason is because a lot of it comes down to what you're using it for.
What should you look for when considering a voiceover talent?
First of all, you need to look at your product. You need to determine whether or not your product requires a male or a female voice. You need to figure out how should this voiceover talent talk to your client. Should they talk to them in a very hard sell, a very soft sell? Should their tone be inviting? Should it be commanding? Should it be exciting? Should it be dull and boring? Should it be conversational? These are all the things that you need to figure out about your product, and your audience, and figure out what is your audience going to click with. That's the most important thing. But first thing that I would do is find a professional voiceover talent like myself, like a Mitch Faulkner or any of those other talented guys who really understand the psychology of voiceover.
Well, Mr. Reed, before we wrap up, how can you be reached?
On my website at www.dane, that's D-A-N-E, Reed, R-E-I-D, media, M-E-D-I-A.com. Or people can reach me at 404-822-7107. And I'm always available to talk to people. I've talked to people who didn't hire me, but just to give them some information about what they need to do in terms of getting their product advertised.
All right. Well, Mr. Dane Reed, president of Dane Reed Media, thank you for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule to speak with us today. Well, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another fantastic job behind the scenes. For more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening.